Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, still a lot of questions about the double tap, and then there's the Somali controversy in Minnesota. Here's the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry.
Our values and our commitment to the Somali community, to every community of immigrants and people in our city, is rock solid and will be unwavering. To our Somali community, Daman Shabka, Somaliyed Kunul, Minnesota, Garahan, Minneapolis, Waan Ku Janilahai, Waan Ku Gereb Taganahan. We love you. We stand with you, and we aren't backing down.
I mean, that's the mayor speaking in Somali, and he is the mayor of Minnesota. I guess I don't even know how to react to some of this. You know, I just was under the impression that American taxpayers might take precedent over people who are here.
No, we love them.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Here's Tom Emmer, Congressman, on Tim Walz.
Al-Shabaab controls all the financial infrastructure in Somalia. This money has gone back to Somalia. Ergo, common sense would tell you that millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars from Minnesotans, has gone to terrorists known as Al-Shabaab in Somalia. This is an awful situation. Tim Walz should be held accountable.
Michelle Tafoya is back with us, the host of the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Your city in the news quite a bit here. How are you this afternoon, Michelle?
I'm cold. I'm really, really cold. It's 14 degrees outside. It was -3 this morning when I took the dog out. But other than that, everything's groovy.
We got a little chillier than usual in St. Louis right now, too. So we feel your pain. So this story with the Somalis, though, it's not something that's brand new. I mean, I think a lot of people think it's brand new because of some of the reporting here in the last week or so. But this is something that some folks up in your neck of the woods have been tracking for a while. But when you hear the details and the specifics and the numbers of billions of dollars that were involved here, it's quite stunning, isn't it?
It is. And the thing about this story is, even though we knew about it, we called it the Feeding Our Future story, which really was the first layer of this story to break. And that's been within the last couple of years. And that was, yeah, during COVID, these people set up these false fronts and said, we're going to feed all these kids. And they took to the tune of $250 million of federal funds that was being, you know, given to Minnesota to deal with COVID. And no kids were fed, maybe a couple, but, you know, no kids. There were 78 people indicted on that fraud. I think 76 of them were from the Somali community. So this is disproportionately one community committing this crime. Then we had the autism fraud on top of it, and a affordable housing fraud on top of that. And I'm hearing, because I interview a lot of politicians here in Minnesota, that this is just the tip of the iceberg. All of it happening under Tim Walz, who is saying, yeah, I take responsibility for putting people in prison. He's not the one putting people in prison. All of these people have been prosecuted by federal prosecutors, meaning the United States government, not Minnesota's. And so for Tim Walz to try to take some sort of credit, it's what he always does. You know, it's like stolen valor. He's taking credit for arrests and jailings that he had nothing to do with. So this is really bad. It's embarrassing. And supposedly people tried to warn Kamala Harris and she didn't listen.
So that's another I'm glad you brought that up because I heard a little discussion about this last night. And that's interesting because every time I hear, and I'm sure you have the same reaction, we hear more and more of this goofy stuff from Tim Walz. You kind of sit back and say, well, maybe part of me says, thank God that she picked him. But you're like, what, really? Did they like vet that dude for 1 minute or did they just like, you know, throw a dart?
Yeah,
right. It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, maybe it is what they wanted. It's hard to imagine. I mean, it's. To me, when she picked him, it was the end of her campaign from my vantage point, having lived in Minnesota under Tim Walz for all these years. I knew this was a bad choice. I thought, well, okay, she just sealed the deal. Not that she was any winning candidate to begin with, but she really sealed her fate with this choice. It was amazing all the propaganda that was thrown at us by the Democrats that this was the candidacy of joy. Do you remember that word when it came out?
Of course.
Everybody parroted it. This is joy. And then Tim Walz was this appropriate kind of masculinity. That was the other talking point that went out. I was like, what are these people talking about and why? Like, what does that have to do with whether or not he's a good candidate for this job? So it's all, what the Democrats are very, very good at, what I've seen time and time again, it's a pattern, I think we all can acknowledge that, is that they project back onto their opposition the things that they themselves do. So it's what's going on now, and I it's hard for me to imagine how Tim Walz is going to get out of this one, but then again, I wouldn't be shocked if he does.
Michelle, on the Somali community in general, so we have a pretty big Bosnian community here in St. Louis that's grown over the years, a very important part of the city. And, you know, I think people were happy to have them here. So we hear, and maybe there is something to this, that you're denigrating, or President Trump, they're denigrating an entire group of people when there's only a small number of people that are involved here. What would your reaction be to that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, you know, there have been people from the Somali community that have said, please notice what's going on. There have been people from within the Somali community that want to assimilate and want to be part of this great country and be part of the progress and the freedoms and the liberties that we all hold dear. But I think there's also a big part that obviously doesn't give a damn about us, and they show it all the time. I mean, the other thing that gets ignored a lot is Ilhan Omar, who is from Somalia, how she constantly gets in front of her constituents and says, I'm doing this for Somalia. She does not do any of her federal work for America. She does it for Somalians,
yeah, I know.
And Somali. And
well,
she
that's
says
what it seems
it
like.
Out loud, and people ignore it again, I think, for the same reason that this scandal got ignored. They're afraid of being called names. They're afraid of being called Islamophobes and racists, because that is the playbook. Jacob Frey, our mayor of Minneapolis, throws that at us. Oh, you're denigrating all of our neighbors. What about the neighbors who got ripped off, Jacob?
Yeah. Well,
what about
question.
All the taxpayers in Minnesota? What about the empathy for them whose money you have stolen and sent to foreign countries? What about them? So I think that no one in Minnesota, very few people in Minnesota are willing to say that out loud, because they have been punished with the name calling in response whenever people have said it out loud.
One of the things about, you know, maybe there is a distinction, because one thing that I've always said and I feel strongly about, and I think this has become part of the immigration discussion even more so in the past couple of months, is we want immigrants that will, you know, seek the American dream, but we'd also like some assimilation. And with the Bosnian community here in St. Louis, I would argue there's a lot of assimilation. Now, this has happened over the course of, you know, decades, but that's part of the problem. When you inject like 100,000 Somalis into Minnesota, they're not exactly trying to absorb our culture. They're living with their culture, and they have a congresswoman who wants to support them being Somalian more than Americans.
Well, you know, I was talking to a young woman today who is she's working class. She's working her tail off just to kind of live her life. And she's a physical therapist. And she said to me, why do we have the call to prayer in Minneapolis? And in fact, there are certain campuses, college campuses in Minnesota that play the call to prayer. And, you know, it is interesting because it's a very public sound. It's a very public cry. And some people would say, well, we ring church bells. Generally, I hear church bells ring in celebration of a wedding, or maybe they mark the hour. In fact, I used to live in a neighborhood where the church bells rang, and I loved it, and then the city forced them to stop. So it's really interesting how we really only see, it seems like, you know, we want to accommodate so many small groups, and this goes with a lot of things in America and in Minnesota in general. We want to accommodate the people that we say are marginalized, but then we are really disenfranchising a lot of people, and so many of them are afraid to say it out loud because they just want to go along to get along. They don't want to be called names. And that's really unfortunate. People ought to be able to bring these things up if they're uncomfortable with them or if they disagree with them. But you are absolutely shunned if it's stuff or you find discomfort with it. You're called a name. And so yeah. that's what's really, really, it's got to change. It's got to change. People, we are a country built on freedom. And the first one is freedom of speech. And that doesn't mean everyone has to agree with you, but, you know, people have to have the courage to say, I don't care if you call me a name. I'm done. Call me whatever name you want. I can withstand that because I know who I am. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in.
Absolutely. Michelle Tafoya, she hosts the Michelle Tafoya podcast. We've talked, and I know that you've been very active on social media and on your podcast about the gender issue. Did you see the Free Press? I was supposed to have Lyrissa appear on today, but this footage that the Free Press got, it's getting some, you know, I think, exposure today, to use an interesting word there, that you have gender doctors acknowledging that they performed these life-altering procedures on young kids with no evidence, and they're kind of proud of it. I mean, this is something Jamie Reed talked about here in St. Louis, you know, almost 3 years ago, and we've known this, and I've talked about it, but then when you see this and the evidence that they're producing at the Free Press in Lior, it's even more stunning.
I haven't seen it yet, but I have seen enough in terms of photographic data and other where kids are getting mutilated, and that is a word I'm comfortable using.
Yeah, me too. I am too.
You know, you look up mutilation in the dictionary, folks. And these are kids, and we don't let kids get tattoos, and we don't let kids do a lot of things. You know why? Because they're kids, and their brains aren't fully developed until they're about 25 years old, and yet a medical professional is comfortable telling a parent, you know, would you rather have a living son or a dead daughter, or vice versa? And let me do this. And I will also hold parents accountable in this. Doctors don't know everything. And before you ever put a drug in your kid for this kind of thing, or if they have gender dysphoria, start with talk therapy. See, you know what? And you may find that, in fact, they are gay, they are trans, right, whatever. But start there. Why would you inflict this bodily damage on these kids who may come out on the other end of 25 and say, good God, what have I done? I've had numerous detransitioners on my show, on the podcast, who say that that's what they went through. And they have unbelievable regret. And it is tragic to me that some of them, they can't have kids. They know they will never look like they were supposed to look. It's awful.
Well, and luckily those stories are being shared a little bit more now, even in some of the legacy media outlets, because the momentum on this and you can't deny the abuse anymore. And they've tried. And this is more information from Lear on his reporting at the Free Press that indicates that. Anything else, Michelle, you want to promote on the podcast right now?
Oh, gosh. We every Wednesday is kind of my favorite day. We do Wild Card Wednesday, where we go around the internet and we show you things and we play sound of people who are kind of making outlandish statements, and we call them on it, or we show you things that are really great. And so every Wednesday we do, these are short, very digestible episodes. You can watch them, you can listen, and you'll get a good smattering of what's trending on X or Instagram. And we have a lot of fun with it. So you can go back and listen to the entire library.
I think I saw you a couple times recently on the CNN panels at night, didn't I?
Not CNN. I've not done CNN.
Oh, I did see you on CNN.
No, I do Gutfeld quite a bit.
That was it. Okay. It must have been Gutfeld. You know, here's what's funny. I'll tell you what happened there. This is how my brain works. So my wife has never been that into politics, right? She's known that I've done politics and talked about politics my whole life. But all of a sudden last year, she started watching Fox at night. And I don't even watch Fox at night, Michelle. I like go home and I got to tune out, right? I'm going to watch football tonight. But she loves Gutfeld. So I'm downstairs and this is exactly what happened. I come up and she's watching Gutfeld and you were on that night and that's where I saw it. I tend to check out CNN because my buddy Scott Jennings is out there keeping that panel straight, which, by the way, if you have not had Scott on your podcast, you should do that, and I can hook you up because he's a good friend.
Hey, look, we're all part of the Salem family, and I've been with Scott on his show, and I love him too.
Yeah, he's amazing. He really is. He's a dear friend, and I forgot that you're part of the Salem Network as well, Michelle. That's my bad.
I bought his book. I bought it audio, so I'm listening to Scott every day.
I bought the damn thing too. You know, I $34 I told him. He said, thanks, Biden. He told me to blame Biden on inflation. Michelle Tafoya, check out the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.